So a word is more than just one tone. One tone produces many patterns, but on the other hand, there can be more than one tone and one word. Jerry, for instance, is a word, just like Jesus was the word. But there's a certain vibration that pertains to him. And there's a vibration, and within that vibration is sub-vibrations, and within the wavelength is smaller wavelengths and overlapping wavelengths. And all these wavelengths make the word, which is Jerry. And if he can sound that word correctly, then he can influence even his physical appearance. If I could sound my word correctly from when I was 20 years old, my body would start to get younger again. You know? And if I were to make a sound like it would be when I was 90, then I'd start to age quickly. So we want to make sure we sound the right word at all times. So by sounding a word, which is God, magical things happen. Now the interesting thing about the word which is God is all words are God's. And we talk about the idea that there's one universal God that occupies the whole universe. The whole universe is his physical body. Okay? Now, within that is many subwords, so to speak. And every word that is in our English language is a God. What does that mean?
It has the power to create.
What does it have the power to create?
Emotion, I don't know. It has the power to create it's a symbol.
It's a symbol, right? Like money, the word money.
It's a representation of something.
Right, it's a representation of something. And what brings it into being?
Emotion.
Focus, attention.
And the focus, yeah.
Focus.
The way it's pronounced.
One more thing.
Vibrated.
Asking for it.
One.
Sustain.
Barley.
Sustain it.
What else?
What's your question again?
What brings the word into manifestation?
Visual.
Action. Power.
Attention.
I'm looking for a word. Another word.
Meaning.
No.
Decision.
No.
Intention. Understanding. Interpretation of the word.
That's all part of it.
Desire.
What word?
Focus.
No.
Intent.
Where does it start with?
Sounds like.
It looks like I'm just going to tell you.
Sounds like a word.
Perception.
Thought.
Thought.
Okay. Oh. Right. That was the most obvious one. Okay. When a word is sounded, first of all, the meaning registers in your thoughts. And then it goes from your thoughts down to your emotions and so on. And once it permeates the whole person, then that word becomes like a God. The word by itself, just the vibration, doesn't do very much. But the vibration is translated into a symbol. And the symbol is translated in your mind. And from your mind, it's translated to your feelings. From your mind and feelings, it's translated in some type of reality. That reality may be just a passing thought and feeling that doesn't do anything, or maybe something that changes the world. One of the greatest examples of the power of the word is in the movie Rocky II. In that movie, you remember, it's been a long time since I saw it, but I remember that his wife got sick or had an accident or something, and she was in this coma. And she didn't want him to box anymore. She didn't want him to go back and try for the title one more time. And this Apollo Creed was trying to egg him on to fight him. And his wife was afraid for his life and everything. So when his wife got sick and in this coma, he was saying, okay, I'm not going to fight anymore. I'm just going to be a good husband and I'm just going to live the normal life. And there he was by her bedside and for days. And finally, after a long period of time, she come out of her coma. And he embraced her and he says, "Oh, honey, I'm going to do whatever you want." He says, you know, I don't have to fight Apollo Creed or anything like that. And she says, there's one thing I want you to do. He says, what's that? I'll do anything. What is it? She says, I want you to fight, and I want you to win. And that when she said the word win to him, all of a sudden, you know, the background goes bong, you know. And he could see Rocky being affected. Win, you know. that word entered him with the power that we're talking about, where the word is God. That word win was like a God to him, giving him power and purpose and intelligence to go forward and win that fight. And then, of course, the next scene had him, you know, running up and down steps and playing the Rocky music and, you know, getting ready for the big fight. And he was just completely motivated. But I really love that scene where when she said the word, I want you to win, you know. And what that illustrated was what I call the Lazarus principle. And the Lazarus principle is demonstrated of the bringing Lazarus back from the dead, where Jesus was, Jesus' good friend Lazarus had died, and word came to him that he died. And so instead of going right to him, he just hung out for 3 days because he wanted to wait for the three-day period to pass, because the Jews had this idea that no one could be brought back from the dead after 3 days had passed. So he waited 3.5 days before he showed up, and everybody was really disappointed in him because they thought, well, he's a very spiritual man, but he can't raise somebody after 3 days. It's really too bad, you know. So people were angry at Jesus because he'd waited so long, because they said, Lord, if he'd have come sooner, you could have raised Lazarus from the dead. But you dilly-dallied around, and so the opportunity's gone. And so Jesus looked around, and he found one person in the group that seemed to have a believing eyes, a little bit like I was talking about last night when I looked in the audience and saw Artie's believing eyes wanting something greater. And he looked down there, and he looked and he saw Martha. And he said to Martha, he says, you know, you really think I can do this? And Martha says, yes. And he says, well, I am the resurrection and the life. He says, though a person is dead, he says, he can be brought to life. Do you believe that this can happen? Martha says, yea, whatever you say, you know, I believe it. And so he says, okay, good. And so then he turns and he says, Lazarus, come forth. And there was Lazarus all wrapped up in these burial clothes and had to pull him off and everything. He rose up from the dead and kind of impressed everybody around there, including the Jews, Jewish leadership that heard about it. They were very distressed about that this guy is going to be a lot of trouble. So anyway, that's the Lazarus principle, was that belief. Jesus gave her the word that magic could happen. And Martha, out of all the group there, believed it. She believed that it didn't matter if it was 3.5 days. She says, I know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that you can raise him from the dead. And Jesus took the power of that belief and incorporated it. And I've always wondered, could he have actually done it without that belief? Did he need the female energy to play off of in order to perform the great miracle? And I believe that he did. I believe that the miracle was the union of the male and female energy.